September the 2nd, 2010, South Canterbury Finance Company in receivership. South Canterbury Finance Company went into receivership this week. The company owes $1.6 billion, which is a huge sum of money. It was a sad day for the company, which had worked hard to stop this from happening. There are a number of interesting things about this company. First, it is the second largest finance company in New Zealand, and the debt of $1.6 billion is the biggest debt that a New Zealand finance company has ever had. Second, the government has agreed to use taxpayer money to take control of the company. 2 years ago, the government decided to guarantee investments in finance companies and banks. This means that if a finance company is bankrupt, the government will pay back investors. They will not lose their money. Listen to July the 24th, 2008 for more about finance companies in trouble. Also listen to October the 15th, 2008 for more about the government guarantee for finance companies. The company, South Canterbury Finance, was started in 1926. In the 1950s, a Timaru accountant, Alan Hubbard, bought most of the shares in the company. He wanted to lend money to farmers in Canterbury, although today many other businesses borrowed money from this company, including property developers. When the property market was in trouble, South Canterbury Finance was in trouble too. Alan Hubbard made a lot of money in the last few years, but he is a generous man and gave millions of dollars to many organizations. He is very popular in Timaru because of the good work he has done for people. He and his wife live in an old house and he drives an old VW car. They do not live a life of luxury. He is now 82 and not in good health. He had to give up working in this company recently, but he still has a lot of shares in the company. He will lose all his money because shares are not covered by the guarantee.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。